As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Each weekend, we endeavor to address some of the major health stories of the week. We put them all together for you. All the best stories on the natural health front, as well as developments in high-tech medicine. Putting those together, we call that Intelligent Medicine. The best of both worlds. So we've got lots to talk about this weekend, and I just want to share with you that it's an extraordinary pleasure to have this forum to be able to share my impressions about what's going on in the world of health, and we're happy that you're here to join us. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's our number 24/7, 365, because even when we're not live on the air, you can call that number and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions during today's program, as well as live calls, should we get some. And among the stories we're going to tackle, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Olympics, triathlon, which was kind of iffy because they were going to swim in the Seine River, highly polluted waterway. Well, it did ultimately get underway. We'll also talk about the controversy in women's boxing, because that's lighting up the social media these days. Also, we've got some stuff on the current listeria outbreak in the Northeast and much more. Plus your questions, of course, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about diabetes. And there's an article here by journalist Neil Barsky, who is formerly of the Wall Street Journal. The headline of this article in The Guardian, which is big newspaper in the UK, kind of equivalent to the New York Times, headline: the FDA chief is right. We are failing people with diabetes. Recently, Robert Califf, the Food and Drug Administration commissioner, delivered the keynote address to the American Diabetes Association's annual scientific session. And what happened was kind of a surprise, because instead of lauding them, he actually castigated the American Diabetes Association. He said, quote, "For the larger epidemic of type 2 diabetes, we're failing right now." He continues, "I don't say that lightly." So the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, is a powerful body that sets the standard for diabetes care, but at the same time, they accept tens of millions of dollars annually from the drug and medical device industry. They also have a bit of a conflict of interest because they receive money from outfits like the makers of Splenda and the Idaho Potato Growers Association. Potatoes, they're a vegetable, but they're a start starchy vegetable, which deliver lots of carbohydrates. The vast majority of people in the United States don't consume freshly baked potatoes. The way they get their potatoes is in the form of instant mashed potatoes and French fries, which deliver a punch in terms of carbohydrate content and unhealthy oils and additives. So in this article, Barsky writes, Califf, the FDA commissioner, cited America's ruinously high consumption of sugar and the food industry's poor labeling policies. And he also pointed out that there are a lot of disparities. He pointed out that affluent Americans invariably receive greater access to the latest technology than poorer Americans. But part of the problem is that the technology isn't really paying off. There was a study recently that concluded that the majority of digital tools, like now they have CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, which now you can get and monitor your response to your insulin or preferably to lifestyle measures like what you're eating and your exercise levels, not translating into benefits. They do not deliver meaningful clinical benefits and merely result in increased healthcare spending. I'm for CGMs because they create awareness. It's a teachable moment because people can discover what's influencing their blood sugar. Barsky, the author of this article, self-confessed is someone who beat his type 2 diabetes. He reversed his condition with a low-carbohydrate diet. So he's seen the benefits. He wants to be an apostle about the benefits of diet, and he says that the ADA is missing the boat. Interestingly, the ABA is the big monolithic organization that kind of sets the guidelines for diabetes care. But a group of renegade physicians who advocate a low-carb diet for people with diabetes and obesity, they created a new nonprofit. It's an alternative to the ADA. It's called the ADS, the American Diabetes Society, which is meant to offer an alternative to the ADA's big pharma approach to treatment. And so, according to Barsky, we're failing the 38 million people with diabetes in this country, and which is the tip of the iceberg, because we have, you know, additional 70 to 100 million people who have insulin resistance or pre-diabetes. They're on the launch pad for developing diabetes. They're simply auditioning for the part. But also, there are 100,000 Americans who die from the condition annually. The expenditures, $400 billion in diabetes-related annual expenditures, rivaling the amount that we spend on cancer, literally breaking the back of our healthcare system. And we have alternatives. The low-carb diet, in my experience, very helpful. A companion article, also in The Guardian, also by investigative journalist Neil Barsky, more than 100,000 Americans with diabetes have limbs amputated each year. And this is a crisis. A staggering 154,000 Americans will suffer amputations, roughly 80% of which will be the result of complications from diabetes. So here's some stark statistics. There's a real health equity issue here. Okay, you know, talk about health equity. You know, do minorities and people with live in poverty areas, do they get less adequate health care? Less affluent Americans with diabetes are more than four times more likely to have limbs amputated than affluent Americans with diabetes. African Americans are mind-blowing four times as likely to suffer amputations than white Americans, three times as likely to suffer from peripheral artery disease, formerly known as claudication. That is a mega disparity in healthcare deliverance. And part of it is lack of awareness in minority communities, particularly among African Americans, that there are alternatives, that the low-carb diet is a viable way to beat diabetes. Also, another problem, food deserts, less access to healthy food, perverse incentives that create subsidies for poor quality ingredients, corn, soy, wheat, which are primarily delivering carbohydrates into the American diet in ultra-processed foods. They cite the case of a woman named Keshwani, an African-American lady, for whom a foot amputation appeared inevitable after a dime-sized ulcer was developing on the bottom of her foot. She met with a doctor who is one of the few infectious disease and obesity physicians in the country who espouse a low-carbohydrate diet in their treatments of diabetic wounds. Keshwani stripped sugar and carbs from her diet and almost immediately saw results, and she saved her limb. So, yeah, we've got some problems in this country in the way that we deal with diabetes. The American Diabetes Association has recently conceded that, yeah, a low-carb diet is one of the options available to diabetics. But for so long, they've talked about diets which include ridiculous ingredients, you know, pies, cakes, made with low-calorie sweeteners as alternatives for people. And it's just not getting the job done for our surging tens of millions of Americans suffering from this condition, which is remediable with diet. Type 1 diabetes, a different story, but still, type 1 diabetic patients benefit also from low-carb diets. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. Okay, the Olympics are on, and I'm not boycotting the Olympics. I have an interest in sports. A lot of people are concerned about some of the images displayed in the opening ceremonies, and I respect their views if they feel offended, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm very interested in watching sports, and I find it inspirational for my own efforts to engage in athleticism. And so I was watching with interest the prognosis for the triathlon. Now, the triathlon is actually one of the very few Olympic events that I have participated in, of course, as an amateur. And when I've done the Olympic distance triathlon, it is a mile swim and a 25-mile bike ride followed by a 6-mile run. And that's something that I have done quite a few times. Doing it, you know, obviously it takes me, you know, 2.5 times as long as it does for champion triathletes. But it's an event that I can identify with. And what they were going to do this year is, as part of the Paris ambiance, because it's kind of cool, because the bicycle events, you know, they ride through the heart of Paris amidst all the sights of Paris. They were going to have the athletes do the swim segment, which is the beginning of the race, in the Seine. And the Seine is a notoriously dirty river. I once was signed up for the New York Triathlon, and we were supposed to swim in the Hudson, but that was the year that I broke my hip, and I wasn't able to compete that year, and maybe I dodged a bullet because there have been some problems. There have been some cancellations because of poor water quality. There was one time where there were jellyfish in the water, and it was like really annoying the swimmers. So they postponed the triathlon, and I thought they were going to bail and not have it in the Seine and move it to a different site where they're actually going to be doing the you know, some of the other swim events outdoors, the marathon swim, for example, in a more controlled environment. But no, they went ahead with it because the they had actually undertaken $1.5 billion Seine cleanup project, which involved creating a massive reservoir to collect some of the detritus. And it rained a lot. You know, saw the opening ceremonies where it rained, and a lot of the runoff polluted the water because of the kind of sketchy sewer system of Paris. Well, they did it. They did the event. They said that the bacterial count was down after a day of delay, and the event proceeded. Some of the contestants complained that they the water was kind of murky and tasted bad. And, of course, when you swim, and you're really swimming fast and furiously, you got to swallow some water. There's going to be some gulps of water. And one of the contestants said, in an effort to forestall problems, that she... she took a lot of probiotics, which is a sensible precaution. And we'll have to see if some of the, you know, so far so good, but we'll have to see if some of the athletes come down with problems later. Also, I watched one of the preliminary bouts because there's a lot of controversy over women's boxing. There's a couple of contestants, an Algerian and a Taiwanese, who for all the world look like men. They really look man-like. And I don't really know what's going on here because there's a couple of ways that this could be going wrong. Is one, it's about the X chromosomes. You know, women are XX, men are XY. So either these very male-appearing athletes are XYs and have transitioned via surgery or hormones, because they have narrow hips, flat-chested, very masculine-looking faces, and very strong bodies and long arms. You know, they look like young men. Or alternatively, that they're XX. They were born women, but by dint of anabolic steroids, which are actually illegal for Olympic competition, they may have taken on male strength and musculature. Either way, it's a bad scene. I saw it's really kind of a heartrending match that was curtailed because the Italian contestant took some shots to the face from the Algerian athlete, and she stopped. She couldn't take it anymore. What's confusing is that some women are naturally endowed with higher levels of androgens. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is an example. So it's not really that clear what's going on. The rules are really mixed up, and we've got to get this right. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down because if you can't call during the program, you can call anytime you like. And you can pose a question or share an experience, perhaps something relevant to something that you've heard on this program. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 78 years old and seem to bruise very easily and color-wise somewhat dramatically. I regularly take 1,280 milligrams of omega-3s, which I know thins the blood. I'm wondering if fish oil could be exacerbating the bleeding under the skin. It should also be noted that 20 years ago, I had a subarachnoid hemorrhage, which I'd like not to repeat. Am I pushing my luck by taking fish oil? Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's really a great question. And the answer is maybe, but it's not that likely because studies, and I've discussed this on my program recently, studies have shown that even when people take blood thinners, you know, it's currently stated that if you take a blood thinner like Eliquis or if you're on aspirin for prevention or if you're on Coumadin, that you should not take fish oil because it will enhance the blood thinning effects and you might get a hemorrhage or you might get excessive bleeding, a nosebleed or something like that. Or God forbid, if you fall and hit your head, you're going to get catastrophic bleeding. The study did not show that fish oil increased the risk of dangerous bleeds. So what about surgery? Well, people are often admonished before surgery, you know, it's going to be bloody, so stop your fish oil before surgery. I used to say that too, you know, just in an abundance of caution because it's no biggie if you want to stop your fish oil for a week or so prior to surgery, and then you can resume it afterwards. Well, studies have confirmed in multiple studies that it doesn't really make a difference in surgical outcomes. And in fact, the rate of bleeding may be slightly less, paradoxically, when people take fish oil. However, there are some people who have bleeding susceptibility, maybe genetically, you know, they got some kind of blood factor abnormality like von Willebrand syndrome, which is a rare condition where people are more prone to bleeding. And I've had one or two patients for whom taking fish oil has increased their bleeding. Generally not. But in your case, what I would say is you're a 78-year-old woman. There is a tendency for skin to thin. You may have other causes for excessive bleeding. You know, presumably when you had the subarachnoid hemorrhage, if it happened spontaneously, you have to have a complete blood workup to find out if you have low platelets or if you have some sort of bleeding, you know, hemophilia-like syndrome, you know, like a hemophilia light, not full-blown hemophilia, because that would be very obvious. You know, I would get a complete checkout maybe from a hematologist, a blood specialist, to see if you have a bleeding susceptibility. And the other thing you could do is do a little trial and error. You know, go off fish oil for, a month and see if it makes a difference. You know, it's going to take a while to clear out of your system. It's not something where it works day to day. It kind of builds up in your blood. And then when you stop, it kind of slowly decays in terms of the blood levels. Just do a little trial and error, and you may discover that for you, you're an individual for whom lower doses of fish oil or no fish oil make sense in terms of this bleeding susceptibility. But skin does thin as you get older, particularly in women. Women have thick, you know, talk about being thick-skinned. Men do have thicker skin because of higher levels of androgens, which women have less of. And as you age, your skin thins, it's more prone to trauma and damage, and therefore we see more bruising. And especially we see it a lot in the people who take an aspirin or Coumadin. You know, their arms are all black and blue sometimes, even from like minor bumps. Easy bruisability is pretty common in older folks. 877-726-8255, our number. If you are tired of feeling tired, well, so many people out there report that. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, which is a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and even those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-factor for years. I had mine this morning, put it in my shake, the powder. I use it every day. Don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, I talked before about the problems with the SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps. And the way it was originally conceived is to address poverty and hunger in America, and enabling people to buy food, which is great, all right? Because some people, you know, they're barely scraping by. What we see is a new term, which is food insecurity, which is kind of a euphemism for people can't afford to buy good quality food. And so what food stamps supposedly address is food insecurity, but it also, frankly, is a big subsidy for the agricultural industry and for retail supermarkets, right? Because, you know, it's another way for people to buy food on the government dole, okay? So there's really the law of unintended consequences is happening here. We want to get food out to people, but we're also subsidizing, in many cases, poor quality food. And there are very few restrictions on what kind of food you can buy. And the argument here is, look, we don't want to embarrass people at the counter, you know, and like you're busted. You know, you bought some candy for your kids and we're going to take that away from you. You can only buy broccoli. You know, like the powers that be have deemed it that you can only eat certain foods. But I got to say, there needs to be some form of restriction on the types of foods you can buy, because you can buy all manner of junk. And unfortunately, the junk is cheaper. Ultra-processed food is designed that way. So Representative Ron Rosendale, who's from Montana, has introduced the Ensuring Health in SNAP Act of 2024. Now, he's not saying let's you know, reduce SNAP payments or let's get rid of the program altogether. The bill will allow states to ban the use of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits for, get this, the purchase of soft drinks, candy, ice cream, and prepared desserts such as cake, pies, cookies, and similar products. So they're not saying you can't buy that stuff, but you shouldn't incentivize that by giving people script or credit cards that enable them to buy it ad nauseum. States like New York, Minnesota, and Maine have previously tried to implement these reforms, but they have been denied by the federal government. The USDA has said, no, the federal government takes precedence over your right to put restrictions on the SNAP program. According to Representative Rosendale, states should be able to set their own policies, not USDA bureaucrats. Here's a statement. The American diet is notoriously known as one of the worst in the world. My legislation will empower states to encourage a healthy diet for those that receive SNAP and reduce life-threatening eating habits, which can lead to chronic diseases, including obesity and diabetes. If states want to incentivize healthier behavior, they should be able to set their own policies, not be forced to follow short-sighted orders from USDA bureaucrats. A co-sponsor of the bill, Representative Bob Good of Virginia, said, "The original purpose of SNAP was to act as a temporary safety net for needy families, not to subsidize junk food purchases. I applaud my friend and Freedom Caucus colleague, Representative Rosendale, for his leadership on the Ensuring Health in SNAP Act. The legislation will return power back to states seeking to ensure SNAP dollars are used only for essential groceries." And a bunch of other legislators are signing on. Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, Representative Josh Braheen from Oklahoma, and also Matthew Dickerson, who's director of the Budget Policy, the Economic Policy Innovation Center. So this is not going anywhere. This, first of all, it's an election year. Nobody is going to take away any way, shape, or form any kind of SNAP benefits from anybody during an election year. Ain't going to happen. But it's a nice gesture, and we should be contemplating it. It makes sense. By the way, there's a study that was in, I believe it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, or maybe Journal of the American Medical Association, which looked at the health statistics of SNAP recipients versus you could say SNAP recipients versus non-SNAP recipients. That's not fair, because people who don't qualify for SNAP are more affluent. But they looked at people who were matched income-wise, who either received SNAP or didn't receive SNAP, who lived in the same areas of the country. And they compared them in terms of body weight, susceptibility to diabetes, and especially childhood obesity and diabetes. And unfortunately, what they found is that SNAP recipients were heavier and more prone to diabetes than non-SNAP recipients. So, I mean, you know, maybe a little limitation on the quantity of food you can buy can actually help fend off some of these degenerative conditions. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Let's find out what's on your mind. Let's hear it.
My wife had her thyroid removed. Her levels are currently being maintained by taking Synthroid. Should she be concerned about her iodine intake? And would you recommend her taking supplemental iodine for breast health?
Okay. Interesting question. You know, it's actually, you know, let's sort of drill down on that. Because if you've had your thyroid removed, let's first of all assume that iodine helps the thyroid. Okay. And we can talk a little bit about that. But if you've had your thyroid removed, and you're dependent on outside thyroid, iodine isn't going to make a difference for your thyroid, okay? If you have an intact thyroid, low levels of iodine can actually cause your thyroid to underfunction. Adequate level, and you can develop goiters. In fact, this was common in parts of the world where the soil was depleted in iodine or people had no access to seafood from oceans, which have an iodine content. Freshwater fish, virtually devoid of iodine. So there was this region in Minnesota that was very iodine poor, and it was called a goiter belt because lots of people developed enlarged thyroids because of iodine deficiency. The problem though is that if you take tons and tons of iodine, you can actually suppress your thyroid. So it's one of those Goldilocks effect things. Is you need adequate iodine for proper thyroid function, but if you take too much iodine, you can actually suppress your thyroid. So there's actually some accounts in Japan where people consume massive amounts of seaweed, where they part of the traditional diet, where actually you do see some degree of thyroid suppression from too much iodine. And then, of course, there are iodine supplements. Some of them are very high dose. All right. So that's the story with iodine, but not a concern because your wife has no thyroid. But she does have breasts. And iodine has a very interesting effect on breasts. High dose iodine, in my experience in my practice, has been very effective for women who have breast pain and fibrocystic breasts. And this is a big problem. You know, some women, they can't even lie on their stomachs because, the breasts get in the way. It's very uncomfortable. Their breasts are lumpy and painful. This sometimes results in the need for, more and more scrutiny and unnecessary biopsies. And they take iodine and it actually shrinks the cysts and reduces the pain. So it can be very effective. There's no thyroid. You don't need iodine for the thyroid, but for the breasts, there may be a rationale for continuing to take some iodine for breast protection. And I usually prescribe iodine for women at high risk of breast cancer because it's cancer preventive, as well as women who are post mastectomy and they're concerned about recurrence of breast cancer. All right, so there's this thing going on in the Northeast, a big recall of lots of boar's head prepared meats and cheeses. And I actually encountered this in the supermarket. I went to get some, like, I like to get, you know, not prepared meats, cold cuts, bologna, salami, you know, go for that stuff. But I wanted to get some fresh turkey breast. And I went to the supermarket, and the counter was completely empty. The deli counter, and there were a bunch of deli workers there pulling stuff out, and you know, they're swabbing it down and cleaning it, and so I couldn't get my fresh turkey breast, not from a boar's head prepared thing, but you know, from fresh turkey that prepared, you know, perhaps they prepared in their kitchen. Listeria is a foodborne bacterial illness that is, it doesn't affect everyone. Okay. Healthy people rarely become ill from listeria if they have an intact immune system, but it can be very dangerous for pregnant women and or people who are older who have suppressed immune systems. They have immunosenescence. That's a, you know, your immune system declines in its ability to fend things off when you're older sometimes. And also with people with weakened immune systems. And that would mean, you know, a lot of people on high-dose steroids for one reason or another, or on immunosuppressive medications. Maybe they've had an organ transplant, or they have you know, one of these autoimmune diseases where you take an immunosuppressive drug for, say, I don't know, ulcerative colitis, or for multiple sclerosis, or even for psoriasis. These drugs are abounding. If you develop listeria, you might have fever, chills, muscle aches, nausea, diarrhea, or you may be asymptomatic. So sometimes it's a little bit of loss of appetite, some, you know, mild symptoms can occur. There's only been a handful of cases, but enough cases to cause a major recall. You can get listeria from raw vegetables, from contaminated meat, from unpasteurized milk or cheeses, especially soft cheeses, hot dogs, and deli meats that are contaminated after processing. So the problem with pregnant women is that it can cause miscarriage or premature birth or a fatal infection after birth. So listeria, big problem. Keep things clean, scrub your vegetables, cook your food thoroughly, and look for those recalls.